So as in these weekday gospels, we continue this journey through Mark's gospel. As we journey with him, with Jesus, to Jerusalem. In the last couple of days, Jesus has begun what we say. He's given us the cost of discipleship. He's talked about the rejection of the Son of Man, which he reminds us of today. And tells us that we too, as disciples, as followers, as friends of Jesus, must be willing to take up our cross and follow him. And if not, then we're not worthy to be his disciples. He's making it clear to us that the cross, that the suffering, that the things of life that are less than pleasant, that the burdens we face, the trials and the struggles that we must persevere through, are part of this walk. If we care, if we choose to walk with Jesus, we must choose to pick up the cross. There's no other way. And we can say that he gives us this glimpse, Jesus does, of the glorification, this transfiguration, to remind us that we're not just seeking out suffering and sorrow for its own sake. That it's a necessary step in order to achieve the glorification, the transfiguration, the divinization to which we are all called, and by God's grace, through his sacraments, are equipped to live. Back in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses, the greatest prophet, he who was face to face with God on top of the mountain, to whom the law was given, the word of the Lord came through Moses that once the chosen people took over the land, that once again the Lord would send a prophet, send someone to speak on behalf of God, and that they should listen to him. This is what happens in the gospel today. The great cloud, that cloud that symbolized the presence of God in the Old Testament, once again is present. So we have the Son, the voice of the Father, and the cloud, the Holy Spirit. The Trinity is revealed to us in this episode. And the only time we hear the voice of God, the Father, speaking in the New Testament, he tells us about Jesus being the beloved Son. And here he says, listen to him. The same prophecy from Deuteronomy, so many thousands of years before, is being fulfilled here. Listen to him. That's the command, the call, the invitation for each one of us. And it can be a point of examination for us. On this Saturday, this day that the church asks us to spend with our Blessed Mother, she who so perfectly listened to him, heard his voice, heard his invitation, and said yes, and through her yes, brought forth the life to the world. How well do we listen? How well do we allow the Word of God to be incarnate and within us, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions? How well do we listen to the command, the call, the invitation to follow him, to take up our cross? Listen to him is the call that Jesus has given to us. Come follow me, he says. Be my disciple. Listen to me. And on this day that we do honor our Blessed Mother, we can take solace in the last recorded words that she gives us in the sacred scriptures at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. The same message. Our Blessed Mother is not in competition with our Heavenly Father. She's merely echoing his words. Do whatever he tells you. Listen to him. It's the same message. And it's the same message our life should be given to the world. As we go forth from this mountaintop experience where we experience and encounter the transfigured, glorified Lord in the Holy Eucharist, while we might be tempted to want to build a tent and stay here, we go forth into the journey, carrying our cross into the world, letting our lives be the same voice of the Father, our lives being the same command of our Blessed Mother. Listen to him. Do whatever he tells you. For this, while the cross might seem like a prison, it's the true path to freedom. And without it, we will truly be enslaved. Enslaved to our passions, enslaved to our dreams, enslaved to our own desires. It's only through the cross that we can surrender everything to the Father. So yes, indeed, it is good that we are here. It is good that we've come to the mountain to hear the voice of the Father say to each one of us, listen to him. So let us do that. Let us listen to him and then go forth and share in this message of life, of freedom, of hope to everyone we meet. Amen.